Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Linus, and the show is Talk to Me. So tonight we're going to have a special show, but first let me introduce my co-host, Bernice.
Hello, everyone.
And my switchboard operator and producer of the show, Chauvinet.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
First off, I'd like to say I'm sure that a lot of people are calling in for the free psychic readings tonight. We will be doing that the first Sunday of February. Repeat, we will be doing the free psychic readings the first Sunday of February. Because of such hot topics this week, we're going to be discussing not only entertainment news, we're going to talk about Egypt, what's going on over there, and getting our people back home as quickly as possible and safely. And also, we're going to talk about the woman that shot her 13 and 16-year-old children to death because they were on her nerves and mouthing off. And fourth, we are going to discuss the Super Bowl, the two teams, Green Bay and Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ooh.
So, with that, if any calls are on the line now, you're welcome to join us in this discussion because, like I said, there are hot-button topics, and I think we do need to discuss that. So we're going to start off with entertainment news, and the phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. So in entertainment news, the first thing we want, our prayers and condolences go out to singer Bobby Brown, who's mourning the loss of his mother, Carol Brown, who died last week. Brown was close to his mother, who has been with him through his ups and downs. At the time of her death, Carol Brown was contemplating writing a book.
Wow. Maybe he'll do that for her.
Yeah.
In memory of her, doing a book for her.
Hopefully so.
Yeah.
Okay, another news. Guess who had another baby?
Ooh.
Mike Tyson.
Oh, good Lord.
Tyson and his wife are the proud parents of a baby boy. His name is Morocco Elijah, who checks in at 8 pounds and 13 ounces and 19 inches long. Morocco joins his little sister, Mylon, who was born to Tyson and his wife about 3 years ago.
Hmm.
Now, you know that the Queen of Soul asked Halle Berry to play her for her autobiography or, you know, about her life.
Wow.
Well, Halle has respectfully declined because she said she would consider it, but she really wants Halle to star in the movie about her life. But Franklin expressed disappointment that Halle declined a chance to play her. Well, Halle Berry said she could lip sync, but Berry said that wouldn't be justice to Aretha. And she said because she can't sing. So,
well, she's honest about it.
Exactly.
Yes, she is.
She was very honest about it.
Lip sing it, so you know, get somebody that's more, I would think, somebody more like Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, to be along that line to portray her.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you look, if you look at comparison complexion-wise,
Jennifer Hudson wouldn't
be there. And, I mean, they'd have to put a fat suit on Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, because she was heavy to begin with in all them years. She was heavy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, well.
And Eric Benet is planning to marry again. Benet is engaged to Prince's ex-wife, Manuela Testolini. Mother's Day is Sunday, May 8th, and Benet is scheduled to be in concert in Atlanta City.
Wow.
Well, well, well.
Congratulations, Eric.
Yeah. Go ahead on. What else is going on, Bernice?
Well, there's another remake of the movie classic A Star is Born, y'all. They got Beyonce in talks with director Clint Eastwood about a new version. This will be the fourth remake, with the last one being in 1976 with Barbara Streisand and Chris Christopherson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that movie was a good movie, too. It was sad at the end, but it was good. I liked that movie.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And going over here to Oprah, y'all.
What's happening?
Okay.
What is Oprah up to now?
Let's see. Oprah Winfrey says she is going to take it slow with her new half-sister, Patricia. Did you see that show?
Yes.
Oh,
I didn't see the show, but I saw little excerpts of it.
Yeah, it was nice. It was really nice. Oprah revealed that news this week about meeting with a long-lost sister. Oprah's mom, Vernita Lee, gave birth to the secret child in 1963 and put her up for adoption. Vernita was forced to confront her past when Oprah demanded answers and DNA tests came back, proving the two were related. Oprah was shocked.
For years, she has dealt
with one family betrayal after another, and now this. Oprah found out last fall, and she knew she had to act fast before the tabloids found out. Last year, she had to deal with family matters, including her father, Vernon Winfrey, talking to author Kitty Kelly about her life. Oprah said she is glad her sister didn't run to the tabloids to tell the story. I am too. She didn't do it. And she is very grateful. One person who is not happy about the story is Kitty Kelly. She feels members of Oprah's family betrayed her with false stories and leads. Kelly can't believe she missed the story. Her unauthorized biography of Oprah did not do well in stores.
Well, you know, Kitty Kelly's known for writing autobiographies, but the point being, where are you getting your information?
Exactly.
How do you know it's the truth?
And Oprah said that on their show, when she had Patricia on her show, she says, people, before the tabloids got to it, I said, we are letting you know now. This is it.
Yep.
So she thanked Patricia for not going to the tabloids.
I'm glad she didn't either.
Yeah, because they would have made
maybe
a big mess
really
out of it.
Wanting to know her sister, not about the money.
Exactly.
Where some of her other family members have went straight for the money.
That's right.
And darn how Oprah might have felt or what they did to Oprah.
Exactly. Oh, we got Harvey in the house, y'all.
Hey.
Yeah, Steve Harvey. Okay, let me see if I got the...
He's been at it with his ex-wife, I understand. What's going on there?
He's having troubles with his ex-wife.
She a hot mess.
Okay, Steve Harvey is brushing off accusations from his ex-wife, Mary Harvey. Mary Harvey claimed her ex-husband manipulated her out of money, took custody of her child, and now she is broke.
That says a lot right there.
See, Mary has been making media appearances and YouTube videos talking about Steve Harvey cheating on her throughout their marriage. Mary also says she's been seeing his current wife, Marjorie, while he was married to her. Marjorie was Marjorie has announced plans to sue Mary Harvey for libel. Here we go.
There you go.
Here we go. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Better believe
Steve
it.
Steve said Mary vowed to destroy him, and she is now on the media tour to tear him down. Steve has been working hard getting his life in order with his radio show. Best-selling book Straight Talk, No Chaser, magazine covers, and TV shows. He is on a roll, but now he's being attacked from all sides.
I wonder if she's broke and now she's trying to get
money.
She is broke. That's why she's doing it to
That's
get
why
money.
She's,
So if she goes around
she
telling
broke?
These lies on him, these different TMZ, Entertainment Tonight, they're paying her probably $5,000 or $10,000, you know, to get on there and lie. Go ahead, excuse me.
See, and it said at the beginning of the article, it says now she's broke.
I wonder how she became broke.
Yeah.
And now she wants to cash in on Steve Harvey, hot mess.
Exactly. So one thing that he is going to have to do is make amends with his ex-wife for the sake of their son. Wow. She is obviously in a lot of pain, and this madness has to stop. Steve said he wanted 2011 to be more God, less him, in this spiritual journey. Let's hope this works out.
Hopefully.
Check
but
Mary
you know
Harvey's
what?
Video below.
But
I haven't checked the video yet.
No, but you know what this reminds me of is Eddie Murphy's wife. Remember, she blew $15 million, and now she ain't got money to support her or the kids and had to give up the house and taxes and stuff. I mean, what do they think? When you divorce somebody, you only allow so much money, and plus he was raising their son. So, okay, if you blew through your money, this is your way to get money? It's going to cost her more in the long run than it will if she kept her mouth quiet.
And who's to say that Steve is going to give her any more money in the first place?
That's right, and he's not. Man.
Okay, we got Regis Philbin in the house,
oh,
y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Is Regis Philbin leaving daytime TV over a money dispute? The TV pioneer says no. No, people, he's not leaving over money. According to published reports, Philbin decided to leave his popular show Live with Regis and Kelly when he was asked to take a pay cut. Producers felt the show was not performing as well and that Philbin took too many days off, so they asked to take a pay. He was making $21 million a year.
And they asked him for a pay cut? Regis, call me. 646-727-2914.
Yeah.
Call me, Regis.
Yeah.
Because I can live on $21 million a year.
Hey, I can live off of two.
$2 million a year. I bet you that green will turn
well,
emerald.
You know, I have to wait till it, you know, I live off the first $1 million until the second $1 million accrue enough where I can live off the interest. That's why I say just two.
We're not greedy.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta work this out. You know? Okay, we got here, hide your wife, hide your kids. Anton Dotson is getting a really reality show. Who's Anton Dotson?
Anton Dotson. Is that the one that had a show on VH1?
Let's see. Last year, Dotson became a media sensation when he was featured in the news regarding a rapist in his area. The Gregory brothers turned
snap. The one that made that video on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
You guys didn't hear about that? The dude's sister was, I don't think she was.
Oh, you
was
mean that gay guy, that flaming one?
Yeah, she was
lock
almost
lock up
raped.
Your kids, lock up your wife, your husband.
Yeah, he made that song, and he was like the number one hit on YouTube in 2010. And I think he might even have a record deal or something. He got a new
house. Well, the Gregory brothers turned his story into the Bed Intruder song, and Dotson became a star. No word on what network will get the show.
Oh, please.
Oh, please.
I'm so sick of reality shows.
I know. I'm tired of them.
Anybody can get a show now.
I know.
Look out for Chabonet's Way.
Yeah, well, look out for Tyler Perry. Here he comes. Here he comes.
Uh-oh.
Tyler Perry's latest Madea movie, Madea's Big Happy Family, arrives in theaters April 22nd. The movie star Bow Wow and Loretta Devine.
They were in that movie, The Lottery Ticket, together.
They sure were.
Have anybody seen that movie?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. Is
the
it
Lottery
pretty good?
Ticket?
Yeah.
Save
it doesn't
money.
Make sense
Wait
to me
till
in a way.
Comes out
yeah.
It ain't even worth it. Because
it sounds like it's like
stupid.
Everybody's trying to get a little bit here and there.
And that's all it's about.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's stupid.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Golden Voice himself, Ted Williams, has bailed out of rehab.
Uh-oh.
Williams, the homeless man with the golden voice, was put in rehab to deal with his drug and alcohol problems. After appearing on the Dr. Phil show, it was agreed that he would deal with his issues before he embarked on the many career opportunities that he was being offered. Williams was discovered on the streets of Ohio. He has an announcer's voice. He was the toast of the town with job offers coming in from everywhere. But when he appeared on Dr. Phil's show and reunited with his family, all hell broke loose.
Yeah,
you know, I saw that. They lit in on him. My heart broke for him. It was discovered William still had problems with drugs and alcohol. Well, he's been out on the streets for a couple of years. I would think so. He hasn't had any, you know, rehabilitation or anything. And against doctor's orders, Williams left rehab. There has been no word on whether Dr. Phil will continue to help him.
Yeah, but you know what? They came at this guy so strong.
They did. They really
that
did.
I believe this gentleman got so overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he probably has always still been drinking right along.
Mm-hmm.
But being so overwhelmed with fame, I mean, fame is hard. People
right.
think, oh, I want to be famous and I want to have fortune
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not an easy road.
But I'm just amazed how his family came on national TV and just destroyed him like that.
Well, you got to understand, he's been out on the streets for years.
Yeah.
He was a drug abuser and alcohol. So how much time do you think he really spent with his kids? They were bitter.
Yeah.
And they were hurt.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that was the right way
to do
to
it on national
that.
Television.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, but, you know,
yeah.
people deal with things in different ways.
That's true. That's true.
So
so that's all I have on the entertainment news, Linus. Did you want to talk about, what is that, Africa or the lady that killed the two?
Well, I want to see, Shav, did you have anything for Weird News of the Weird?
Oh, just a couple of stories from the News of the Weird. One, a 26-year-old man was arrested in San Pablo, California in December and accused of stealing a taxi after tricking the driver into momentarily, exiting the cab. The man then drove to a Department of Motor Vehicles office where he attempted to register ownership of the car.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Oh, Lord.
He attempted to? How did he do that with just his voice?
Who knows? He attempted to register the ownership of the car.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Then the North Dakota Court Supreme, the North Dakota Supreme Court ruled in September that the overdraft fee charged by Quality Bank of North Dakota to customer Lynette Kevitt of nearly $12,000 was nonetheless legal. The court found the fee, which reached $100 a day, was disclosed to Kevitt in advance.
Mm.
Good Lord, when do you just shut the account down?
I know.
You know, she couldn't pay the overdraft the first day. You really think she's going to pay $12,000 now?
They don't care.
Wow.
That's
$12,000 overdraft?
That's how much she accumulated.
Well, damn, who she know, Madoff?
She knows somebody. A Roman Catholic Church tribunal in Italy ruled in November that a marriage should be annulled on the grounds of the wife's adultery, even though she apparently only thought of having an affair. Her now ex-husband believes she never actually followed through on her desires for an open marriage.
Oh, my gosh.
These people are off the chain this week.
Well, he is just delirious. I mean, who women in their right mind would agree to something like that? He's stupid. No, he's stupid.
Apparently, he said that was her idea, not his. Then she didn't come through with it.
she is stupid. He is so stupid.
I'm like, okay.
Oh,
he get that threesome for him, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's what he wanted. He wanted her to do the work, and he just, he's stupid.
Vinny Cassan filed a $100,000 lawsuit in Illinois in July 1997 against PT Show Club in nearby Faggot for its negligence in allowing a stripper to slam her breast into his neck and head region without consent as he watched her perform.
Oh, my God.
Dancer Susan Sykes, a.k.a. Busty Heart, claims show business's biggest chest, 88 inches, which Mr. Cassan said was responsible for his bruised, contused, and lacerated neck. Mr. Cassan's case ended even more tragically 2 years later when, still in pain and despair over failing to obtain legal representation for the lawsuit, took his own life.
Mm.
What?
Yeah.
That man didn't get breastfed. That's a problem.
It's tragic that you took your life over that.
Yeah, that's really tragic.
Getting hit by a titty.
Well, because he had physical injuries from the strip joint, so he filed a lawsuit, didn't get paid, and killed himself.
Well, see, that don't even make. I hope he must have been depending on that money. What happened to a neck brace?
I don't know.
You know, he couldn't put no bra across his head or something and tighten that shit up.
Something happened. The New Jersey Government Record Council ruled in December that the town of Somerset had overcharged Tom Cutler in 2008 by $4.04 on the $5 it collected for a compact disc of a council meeting and must issue a refund. The town estimates that it spent about $17,000 fighting Cutler's appeals and paying his attorney fees.
That's ridiculous.
It just makes no sense whatsoever. At 2 a.m. on November 13th in Akron, Ohio, a 70-year-old woman was the victim of a home invasion when Corey Buckley, 22, broke in and robbed her. According to the police report, the woman was seated on the commode at the time, and Buckley was dressed in a clown mask.
Wait a minute, I had to get my brain wrapped around that one. Wait a minute.
She was in the toilet, and he came in to rob her in a clown mask.
He was dressed in a clown mask.
Yes.
That's the word, right? Dressed? Did you say dressed?
Yes. He was dressed in a clown mask.
Is it Halloween, or are we at Disney? I'm going to Disney.
Oh, my goodness.
One of the two. Melissa Wagaman, 33, was convicted in November in Hagerstown, Maryland, of a February home invasion in which she broke into her neighbor's house while wearing only a bridal skirt and veil. She later blamed cold medicine and marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
Hot mess.
Okay, let that be the reason. Okay.
Yes.
Eileen Brown of 28 and Shamiko Thomas, 37, was arrested in Edmond, Oklahoma in November and charged with shoplifting at a TJ Maxx store. Surveillance video revealed that among the items stuffed in the pair's belly fat and under their armpits and breasts were four pairs of boots, three pairs of jeans, a wallet, and gloves. Mm.
Now, they could have helped that guy to commit a suicide.
Yep.
With all that tucking under and stuff.
Mm. Oh, Lord have mercy. And that is all I have for news of the weird.
Oh, my goodness.
Again, let me give the phone number. It's area code 646-727-2914. And I'm going to bring some people on that have been waiting, and we'll continue with the discussion. Please hold on, please. Hey. Hi, this is Linus. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
You want to blend into the discussion with us? Who's this?
This is Angie.
Hi, Angie. I'm sorry we're not doing psychic readings this Sunday. We'll definitely do it next Sunday, but please stay on the air and blend in with the conversation because I'm sure it's something you probably want to talk about with us, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks. Hi, this is Linus. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello? Okay, well, we'll keep on going. So we're going to start the discussion about the mother, because that's when we got a tap on. The mother that...
it's not funny.
With the two kids?
About the mother. Now, the let me give a little bit about the story.
Okay.
This woman was tired of her children mouthing off at her.
Mm-hmm.
And I also believe the woman was probably in a little depressed too, but her kids kept mouthing off on her, and so she just got fed up one day, picked her son up at school, and he was mouthing off her in the car, and she shot him in the head. And then when she got to the house, her 16-year-old daughter,
mm-hmm.
she went upstairs, she was in the computer room, and she shot her in the back of the head as well as in the face.
Wow.
And then she picked up the phone and called the police and told them, I just killed both my kids.
My goodness.
So she wasn't totally crazy, okay? Mm-mm. She knew, what is that, Chabanet, when they're like, they want to plead for the insane?
Insanity plea.
Yeah, mm-hmm. insanity mm-hmm. plea. She mm-hmm. had enough sense to call the police and tell them what she did. But...
my goodness.
Anyway, and she's married to a military officer, and he right now is in service overseas in Qatar. So, of course, she's been arrested, and she's in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to discuss now, I know there's some things that can be humorous, but also we'll have to get on a serious note.
Mm-hmm.
For me, please understand, listeners, I'm not trying to be prejudiced, and I know this was a white mother with two kids, but a black mother, and you in that back seat running your mouth while I'm trying to drive, we will pull the car over and beat your ass.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to worry about no gun, no knife.
That's right.
You ain't even got to worry about calling 911.
Mm-hmm.
We will beat your ass about that mouthing off.
Mm-hmm.
Some parents accept that, but most parents,
not so much beat your ass, we will spank you. Because when you say beat, that is now looked at as abuse.
Okay.
So
then spanking your behind.
There you go.
Okay, I'm sorry. Spanking the behind. Okay, Miss Lawyer. Spanking the behind. But still, and then when she got home, she went in there and shot her daughter. I mean, come on. Pull your daughter out. Let's sit down and talk because you're 16.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you feel like you need to talk to me as your mom in that manner? And then also I'm looking at why did she let this go to a point where she snapped? Because that's what the woman did. She was depressed,
mm-hmm.
and she just snapped and killed her kids. I'm sure she probably regrets it like hell right now.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, like, okay, didn't anybody, I mean, from what I gathered from the neighbors, they said, you know, the kids played, they lived in a cul-de-sac, the kids played in the neighborhood with other teenagers, and the woman was active with her kids and was on Facebook saying how proud she was of her daughter
mm-hmm.
for accomplishing something. And I think the son had did something too. So I guess it just kind of floored them and shocked them when they heard this.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be signs there because even with my studies, you know, with the legal and the psychological aspect,
mm-hmm.
you just don't wake up and snap. You know, when we did our training at work dealing with our DSHS clients or dealing with claimants who will not receive their unemployment compensation benefits, that it's something that builds up over a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not mistaken, the woman's mother had called the police as well because she could not reach the daughter or the grandchildren for several days, and she had got concerned because she said the mother had been depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, what was the mother that killed her kids in the tub?
Yeah,
you know,
oh, the five kids, yeah.
Yeah, it builds up. Mm-hmm. You just don't wake up one day and, damn it, I'm going to kill my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were signs there. The husband had to see it. The children had to see it. Even her mother knew it. So, you know, of course, we're just getting firsthand news of what's going on, but has she been in therapy? Did she need therapy? Did she need to be on medication?
Mm-hmm.
You know, has she shown signs of, you know, this extreme before, just flashing on the kids or her husband? I don't know, you know, there's
right.
signs there, and it kills me when people, oh, I never knew it could happen here. We're just such a good family. You don't know what goes on behind closed
That's
doors.
That's right,
no, you
sure
don't.
Mm-hmm.
There were signs there, and it's unfortunate. This is the tragedy of it, you know, and people got to pay attention to folks that are depressed because the kids probably didn't think nothing of it and just kept going off with that mouth, she
mm-hmm.
just snapped. But then you got to look at, what were you doing with the gun on you in the first place?
Exactly.
You know, you had a gun on you in the car. I mean, was you...
And how long has she had that gun?
Exactly. You know, was it her gun? Was it her husband's gun?
Well,
her husband's
with him being in the military, I would imagine that, you know, he probably had a gun in the house, you know, being in the military for her to protect her and the children.
No, they wouldn't have it like that, not in the military.
Wouldn't?
Uh-uh. That he would have to buy his own gun out of his own pocket for his house.
But, I mean, he might have and just had it there since he's overseas.
Yeah.
For her to protect her
for
and
her
the kids.
For her to protect
yeah.
her and the kids, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's possible.
And that's the thing. So, yeah, I mean, was she known for carrying a gun on
but
him?
But he had no idea that she – I didn't think he would
well,
think that she would do anything like
over,
that.
Like I said, he's in Qatar.
Yeah.
So I don't know how long that he's been overseas or if he's even aware of his wife's illness, you
yeah.
know, because
mm-hmm.
they just told him about it, reached him, so I don't know. But the mother, as Shav stated earlier, she was trying to – reach because she knew something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I want to go back to this. Mothers, you need to stand your ground with your children
mm-hmm.
and stop letting your children run you. You can be friends to your kids, but you are mother and you are the father. So stop letting these kids think they can just run over you. I listened to something this morning on the news, should you allow kids under 16 to wear makeup? And they were saying yes. What's wrong with you? Are you crazy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got rapists out here raping kids
That's right.
3, 4, and 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want kids to look older? This is just an example where our society is today.
Mm-hmm.
Stop having these kids look older than, and don't let kids talk to you any old kind of way. They need to learn respect. That doesn't mean you need to knock them in the head or, you know, some really hard discipline.
Beat
them.
You need to beat them.
Or
yeah.
beat them, or
yeah.
lock them in the bedroom, or lock them up in the attic or something. You don't have to do
no,
all
really.
That.
No, you should be able to sit down and talk to your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, then bring in somebody that they will listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when a kid doesn't want to listen to their mother and father, maybe they'll listen to an uncle,
mm-hmm.
an aunt, or even a cousin. If there's a cousin yeah. that they feel comfortable with,
mm-hmm.
they can talk. But just to get to a point because, okay, this woman was depressed, but what about people that are not depressed? They're working hard every day. They're having a hard time. You come home and your kids are giving you the blues too. There's got to be a point where you as a parent have to stand up and say, it's enough,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not going to put up, it's unacceptable behavior.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know, the kid, the child has to know that you as a parent is in control,
mm-hmm.
not your kid.
Right.
Your kid don't run you. You run your kid.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Until they up and out.
Yeah, and I'm seeing this more and more that,
yeah.
you know, not only with this woman snapping, but I'm seeing this. I mean, you go in the stores and stuff, and kids are, you know, they'll be talking about their parents, or they might say, bitch, like,
yep.
are you talking to your mother like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I must didn't hear that correctly.
Mm-hmm.
You can't possibly be talking to your mom in that tone.
Mm-hmm.
As the kids say, with that bass in your voice.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm. Well, it's just the same as a kid's aspect. You know, what happens where you lose respect for
mm-hmm.
your parents as a parent?
Okay.
You know, where you see them as your equal, and I can talk to them anyway, and I can do whatever I want. You know, I mean, where's the breaking point for parents? I mean, I'm 34 years old, and I still hold my parents up to the highest respect.
Yeah.
You know, yes, they are my friends, but they are my parents first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can talk to them as a friend when I need advice or suggestions or, you know, guide. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to rap with my mom like I would rap with one of my girls.
Mm-hmm,
you know, I'm
no.
not going to rap with my dad the way I would rap with one of my homeboys because they're my parents.
That's
and you
right.
have to have a line drawn.
Right. And you have to know where the line is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, it goes both ways. Kids respect your parents and parents respect your kids. And don't worry about being their friends because
mm-hmm.
I have a couple of friends who, you know, are mothers around my age and more worried about being friends with their kids instead of disciplining their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very irking to be around. I mean, it's to the point I won't be around that because...
Yeah, because kids have a problem with you trying to be their friend and you're their mother.
Yeah.
And they'll ask you in a minute, well, why aren't you doing what you're supposed to do? The kids don't understand why they're not taking the parenting role.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You know?
Why they're not, you know, taking it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, you know, you want to say something, but then it's like, it ain't my kid.
Right.
You know, so I'm really not going to say anything. But it's
and
hard.
And some
to
kids will say, well, you're not my mom or you're not my dad.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me what to do.
Exactly.
So it goes both ways. It goes both ways.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just. It's a hot mess. I mean, back in the day, they used to have communities that raised your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you got in trouble at one person's house, you know, by the time you got home,
I had a village to help
in.
Me raise my two boys.
Yeah. I
mm-hmm.
mean, I don't know. People just seem to be to themselves. They're,
yeah,
because
people don't want people getting into their business.
No, and understandable. You
mm-hmm.
don't need neighbors fully in your business.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you see something awkward with my kid,
mm-hmm.
let me know.
Let me
you
know.
You know, or
mm-hmm.
if it's...
Or some type of behavior change.
Yeah.
Right.
You
yeah.
know, or if you're my friend and you see I'm slipping in my parenting skills, and come talk to me.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? That also goes to the schools, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, you know, some parents, they expect the teachers to raise their kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it goes back to, too, when there's behavior changes, call them parents in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sit down and have a conversation or a conference with them.
But when the parents and the teachers, it's got to be a give and take on both sides.
Yeah, it has.
Because some parents do not like for teachers to call them and don't be telling me how to raise my, you know, they're coming up with all
mm-hmm.
kind of excuses on not letting people help them with their children.
Thank you. Exactly.
And then this is the result, and I have a problem with that.
I do, too, because it was when I pulled up about this woman and her two kids, there were four other cases,
mm-hmm.
four other cases of women killing their children.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, this was just within the last 4 months, I would say since October.
Oh, my goodness.
Of women, but this one really became top, you know, hot
mm-hmm.
topic, top news. But, yeah, there were four other cases of women that
my
had
goodness.
Killed their children.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, there's something... Like Chauvinet said, there's boundaries, but there's got to be respect, too.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
You
it
know,
has to
and
be.
What are parents doing nowadays? I mean, I know parents are working hard. They're trying to hold on to their mortgages or
mm-hmm.
vehicles, even just to hold on to your job.
Exactly.
You know,
mm-hmm.
to be able to provide, whether
mm-hmm.
you're a single parent or you're a two-parent household.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to go back. And spend time with your children
you
and find
to.
Out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We can't
to.
Become a workaholic or some instant gratification because it's not going to happen like that.
Well, that shows just how human we really are.
Yeah.
Where the society has got women thinking that they're superwomen and they're human beings like everybody else.
Yeah.
And they have pressures and they can snap just like that man. Perfect example right here.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to stop treating women like they're superwomen because we're not. We're human.
Exactly.
You know.
I mean, that's just sad. And at the end of the day, too, it's a lesson to kids,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Respect your parents. I don't care if you got bad parents or good parents.
That's right.
At the end of the day, we don't get to choose who our parents
that's
are.
Right.
So you accept it and deal with it and be respectful. Because if you get to mouthing off, you see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, yeah, because I was getting ready to say that. She almost said a president. You know,
mm-hmm.
like kids now, they get to mouthing off and say, remember that woman...
Yeah.
Get off their two kids. Don't push me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't push you.
Because you're
don't
human.
Push the page.
You're human.
Well, and
you
that's
know?
It, because you need to have respect for adults.
Because mm-hmm.
they really don't. And it's hard, though. I mean, you see that these days now, kids talking crazy to adults.
Yeah.
It's like it could be a stranger, parent, teacher, family member. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, are you kidding me? You don't know the consequences of your mouth.
Kids do not do well with authority figures. They see them as authority figures. Telling them, do this, do that, do this, do that. I was working in daycare, and my kids in my school-age room, they were asking me questions about that. And I said, yes. Well, how come, one of them said, well, how come grown-ups don't have rules? I said, wait a minute. Let me show you something. You see that blinking light out there in the street? He says, yeah. What does that red light say? they told me. They said it makes you stop. I said, what does that yellow light mean? That means slow down. What does that green light say? It says go. This is the reason why we have learning the rules now, because when you get out there on your own, this is what you're going to have to learn to do. Follow directions or you will get in an accident or you will get killed. And it just didn't, they didn't make the connection.
Yeah.
And when I pointed it out to them, it made the connection. So there's a lot of questions kids want to ask,
yeah,
but their parents are not there for them to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Their dialogue is not open enough.
There you go.
Their dialogue is not open enough. And when I raised my boys, I said, you know what? I said, there may be some things that you don't want to talk about, but I'm your mom. Don't be surprised if I come on the subject first. When I do, just hop on in the conversation. We'll get things done. You know, because sometimes that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to be the one to break the ice because they are afraid of how you're going to take
react
it when they ask.
Yep.
You know, and that's how I treat. And now me and my kids have an open relationship. We can talk about any and everything. Sometimes I wish I can kill them, but I love them. You know, but it's important that they have that open communication with their parents, because when a kid starts acting out like that, that means there's something that child wants to know. And the parent has to sit down, baby, is there anything you need to know? Come and talk to me about it. You don't have to be afraid. I said, we could talk about sex. We could talk about the condoms. We could talk about the birth. I mean, you just have to break it down to English that they understand.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when you break it down to what they can understand, it's not as hard as they think it is. Kids open up to you in a heartbeat.
Yeah, they do.
They will. So that's the end of my lecture.
But it's a good point.
Yeah.
It's really a good point. And if you want to chime in, feel free to call area code 646-727-2914. And we actually have a caller on the air. Welcome to Talk to Me. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Cindy.
How's everybody doing?
Doing
terrific.
Good.
Are you calling in for this? Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just wondering if I could get possibly some insight and guidance.
Oh, Cindy, I'm sorry. We're doing psychic readings next Sunday because we have such hot-button topics today or this past week. But next Sunday we'll be dedicated the whole hour to psychic readings. Yes, ma'am.
Great. I will call
back
then.
But you're still welcome
to
stay on the line if you like now. And if not, well, be sure and call back next Sunday.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, go ahead. So, now, from the mama who killed her two kids, good Lord. Kids, just shut your mouth, okay? At the end of the day, just shut your mouth. Your mama says shut up, she means shut up, you know. And she says sit down, sit down. That's it.
That's it.
That's right.
What, you got a problem?
Not today.
What? You got your butt hurt? What?
Mm-hmm.
You can't sit down because your butt hurt? That's okay. Lay on the floor on your tummy.
and
shut your mouth.
And let me tell you what the old saying is, and I'm sure most parents said, I brought you into this world, and
some
I'll
of them
take
say
you out.
Take you out, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's
and
coming
so
true.
Did, yes.
It's coming true, and we do not want that, you know.
No, and that's the far extreme of discipline.
Exactly.
You know, you don't want to go that far, and you know.
It's just a threat.
But
exactly.
I feel sorry for the kids. They had no idea that this was coming. They did not know. They didn't see this coming.
Mm-hmm. No. And, I mean, I have to put out there, I'm in no means whatsoever psychiatrist or psychologist, but if you have problems with depression, people, please see someone, regardless if you have insurance or not.
Mm-hmm.
There is someone out there to help you. Because
crisis clinic somewhere.
Exactly, because depression is a serious disease that's affecting many, and the consequences to depression is severe, you know.
Yeah.
So if there's signs of it, you see someone going through it, talk to them about it. If you think you're going through it, talk to somebody about it, because violence is the last result you want to have dealing with depression.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, of course, on to more depressing news, what's going on in Cairo, Egypt?
Oh,
God.
Oh,
let me tell you about that.
You
know that the prime minister or the leader over there, and forgive me if I'm not saying his name correctly. It's either Mubadi or
Mubadi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay, this is what he decided. Since you don't want me as your leader, he led 10,000 people out of the prisons over there. Drugs, rapists, murderers, chaos and mischief. He said, and then he closed the banks. People can't even receive money to get out the country.
Oh, my God.
Shut down the phones and shut down the internet until Obama told him, you have to turn on something because we got to get people out of your country.
Yes.
You need to turn something back on. But anyway, this is what the prime minister, he said, well, you don't want me, then fine. I'll let everybody out of jail and you make it the best way you can, which is causing the chaos and mischief. Now, it started with Tanzania. That dictator left.
Mm-hmm.
He got over the wall and left. He hurried up and left.
Mm-hmm.
Now Egypt is going through theirs, and the next one up is Yemen.
Mm-hmm.
So now what our government, what they're doing is the dependents and non-essential employees will be among the first to go, although any private U.S. citizen who chooses to leave will get out during the week,
mm-hmm.
hopefully this week.
Yeah.
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 Because it is an escalating crisis over there.
And the dictator there, isn't that the dictator there that's been in power for 30 years or something
mm-hmm.
like that?
Mm-hmm.
And he finally appointed a what do you call it, vice president?
Yeah.
Did he? I was listening to something about that.
Yeah, he finally, but I'm just like, well, how is that going to work? He has been a dictator for 30 years. Now you're doing this to show what, good favor?
No, because the people don't want him. They want him to leave, so he did this deliberately to cause chaos to that country.
Okay.
When he let all those people out of jail. Because
mm-hmm.
now the children and the women, they're all scared because they let out rapists, murderers, mm-hmm. robbers, all these really bad people.
So they can.
And they're running around in the streets everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, because right now who the Egyptians want is a leading opposition, Mohammed, and I'm hopefully pronouncing this correctly, El-Baradei,
mm-hmm.
to actually lead Egypt. He is a former head of the International Atomic Energy Agency and is one of several opposition figures
mm-hmm.
whose name surfaces when protesters talk about possible future leaders of Egypt. Among other names is Amar Moussa, head of the Arab League,
mm-hmm.
Arab League, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, Mubarak has given no indication of whatsoever of giving up his 30-year
he
role.
Sure, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, he cannot change like that overnight.
Mm-mm.
He cannot change like that overnight. Mm-hmm. And the people want, and he refuses, but he thinks that just because he appointed this vice president, that it's going to settle those people down.
No, they got
no,
to
it's
work.
Not. Those
yeah.
people
want
you out.
Yep.
Yes, they do.
Want him out.
No matter what you say or do, and it's supposed to be what a...
just like Haiti and Papa Doctum took his happy ass back over there.
Oh, they got him under house arrest.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, because
good.
Because they don't know
good.
What he... And he slipped in there under the turmoil. So I said, yeah, keep him under house arrest or whatever because he's getting ready to do some stuff.
Well, he's got $25 million of their money over there in Switzerland.
See? He's getting ready to do some stuff.
Haiti, okay,
yeah.
So back to Egypt, but I just wanted to throw that in.
Yeah.
Another dictator
mm-hmm.
that killed a lot of his people, and all of a sudden, now you're going to show up on the front door?
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you
yeah,
killed
he
my
was
parents
crazy.
And my brother and sister, now
yeah.
you want to come back?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh.
Exactly.
Waving his hand like he's all that. No, he ain't.
Mm-hmm.
He's
he
a dangerous
individual.
He creep in the country like that. He's a dangerous individual.
Yes, he is.
He's a dangerous mm-hmm. individual, y'all. Listen.
And I see now, as for the prisoners that were let out, or quote-unquote, they're now calling them escapees now. The military has
mm-hmm.
Rounded up some of the prisoners
mm-hmm.
and provided more security in the neighborhood so people are not, become victims.
So this is the reason why they're scared, because they let all these people out of prison.
Well, yeah, one of the guys I work with, his wife and six kids are over there.
Oh,
and he told his wife yesterday, he told her, pack everything and get back home.
Wow.
Come back to the United States. Because they went over there because it's a better education in Egypt
mm-hmm.
for the children.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went over there. They'll put, their kids would be 2 years ahead of American kids as far as education.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he told his wife, pack up everything that you can and the kids and get home.
Oh my
well, you
God.
Know it's bad
mm-hmm.
when the staff of the Cairo embassy has been closed indefinitely.
Yes.
I mean, that's how serious
that's
it is.
That's bad.
They,
yeah,
they do. I mean, they have a 24-hour task force and
mm-hmm.
call centers, but I mean, that's just how bad it is. Now, they are trying to get people out.
Mm-hmm.
They've looked at Turkey, Nukasa, Cyprus, Athens, and Greece
mm-hmm.
as possible destinations. They are trying to get American citizens out as soon as possible, of
course. So the airports are open then?
They're only open at certain times.
Okay.
Yeah,
the
one in Alexandria? Cairo.
Mm-hmm.
They're flooding the Cairo airport, and they're saying there's a lot of cancellation flights.
Yes.
But now they're getting people to come in private jets.
To pick them up.
To mm-hmm. pick them up.
Yep.
Your friends or family over yep. there, yeah.
Mm, they're telling people, if you can get on charter planes, go ahead
mm-hmm.
and get on charter planes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you... The only thing Cairo is really doing, excuse me, if you're an American citizen, I believe, or political figures, Cairo is getting you out to safe havens is what
mm-hmm.
they call them.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, you're on your own how to get home.
Okay.
Their
okay.
own purpose right now is just to get people out of the danger.
Mm-hmm.
Certain
out of
people,
the danger zone.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not all people, yep. but certain people
mm-hmm.
out of there. And they have jet fighters now flying over tens and thousands of people down there as curfew begins, because it looks like the curfew began on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It goes from 3 p.m. to 8 a.m., which is basically 5 p.m. our time to,
mm-hmm.
well, which is weird, 10 p.m. our time.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know if that's their high rate of when the protesters wild out or what, but so far they said the protesters have been more peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people who are still being arrested. Those are your extremist protesters.
Well, they've killed, what, 20-some-odd people already? Or maybe
I don't know how many.
There's a lot of people that got killed, 20 or 30 people, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Isn't it nice for you Egyptian people that are here in America to be able, that you're allowed to protest about what's going on in your country?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, because...
Just remember that you don't speak up against America
mm-hmm.
at a later date.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because right now, and you're right, Mom, cell phone and mobile mm-hmm. internet service appear to have returned, but word of a possible new crackdown on communication emerged Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
they're thinking about shutting it down again, so...
This is terrible.
Yeah, and basically they said the closing of the bureau by the Egyptian government is aimed at censoring and silencing the voices of Egyptian people. You know, they're going to be heard one way or the other.
One way or the other,
you
know. Because if they get a hold of that dictator or president or whoever he is, and they kill him, it's all over. It's getting out. No matter what, it's getting out.
Well, and now here you have another infrastructure problem.
Mm-hmm.
That they'll have to rebuild their government all over again.
All over again. That's
like
right.
Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to, yeah, he needs to go ahead and step down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because Mubarak appointed his intelligence chief. I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Mamba Rollins. Omar Suleiman
mm-hmm.
as the vice president.
As the vice president, yeah.
And it's the first time the authoritarian regime has ever had such a post.
In 30 years.
Exactly. But
and
what he's trying to do is if anything happens to Mubarak, then Suleiman will take over. Yeah, will continue his
to
and continue what he's doing, yep. Mm-hmm.
Not his dictation.
Let's see, and that's not going to work either. Isn't that supposed to be a democratic society right now?
I'm not sure.
No, not Egypt.
That's what I'm wondering about, you know, is that supposed to be a...
Those third world countries, mm-mm.
Well, he's also, Mubarak is also asking Ahmed Sharif, the civil aviation minister in the cabinet that just stepped down, to form a new government.
Mm-hmm.
Nile TV reporter. Shamak is a former Air Force officer with strong military connections. I mean, Mubarak has no intentions of stepping down.
He doesn't.
To give Egyptians a run for their money. And
mm-hmm.
I hope you guys keep going away. I mean, not going away, going at him.
Going at him. I hope they don't stop.
Yes.
I hope they don't stop.
And that was another thing in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Their jobs have went down and their unemployment is getting ready to get cut off.
Mm-hmm.
So people are extremely desperate at this time. They are tired.
No food. There's
yeah,
no food.
There's
this
no
is what my coworker was saying,
mm-hmm.
that his wife was worried. There's no food.
Mm-hmm.
They're running out of food,
mm-hmm.
electricity and stuff, because they're just cutting everything off. They're making
everything.
As miserable as possible.
Yeah. And those people are angry.
Yes.
And unemployed, too?
Yeah.
They're
exactly.
angry.
Exactly. Well, apparently
and
early
close the banks. So the people can't even get money out if they did to pay for a little bit of food. Go ahead, child.
Oh, no, it's okay. And Mubarak addressed the nation in a televised speech early Saturday saying he has asked his government to step down, but he intends to stay in power.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
That's not going to work.
They said the Asian president has ruled Egypt with an iron fist for 3 decades.
That's what's wrong. They're tired of his iron fist. That's what's wrong.
And
he's
widely,
not getting it.
That's
and
ego.
Yeah.
And he's widely believed he was grooming his son, Gamal, as his successor, a plan now complicated by demands for democracy.
Another Haddam. Who's
they want democracy there because they don't have it at this time.
Another Hussein, y'all. Hussein.
I mean, it's crazy. If anybody gets a chance, definitely go on CNN.com and you get to see all the pictures of how the protesters have just crowded the streets in Tahrir Square in Cairo, Egypt.
Yeah. And screaming and yelling.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Ooh. You want to really see some desperation? Let those people don't have food and water.
Yes.
See what's going to happen with
their that's
going to
be the next
children.
Step.
Yep.
This is
going to
be the next step. They're doing their thing right now, but that's going to be the next step.
You take away a person's survival. They already don't have no money.
Right.
They don't have any telephone service. Barely got a little bit of internet.
And no food.
Or wireless. That's what it was. Yeah, it was internet. Wireless service where you could at least go by cell phone or
reach.
But people that are desperate, no food and no water, and you got children or your wife, whatever, or what about people that are sick in the hospital over there?
Yeah.
How are they being taken care of?
Yep.
The elderly.
He's not going to survive.
No, because he's basically the police off the streets and put the military there because apparently the police were very brutal with the protesters and the Egyptian army is not, even though it's 450,000
strong. Right, the Egyptian army is agreeing with the people.
Well, they're kind of on the border because they are loyal to Mubarak, which is key is a question for the nation's future because they have 450,000 strong armed forces.
Military is?
Yes, and they deployed all to the streets for the first time since the mid-1980s.
This is another Saddam Hussein.
Another
Saddam Hussein, people.
It's there. I hope they keep going, though. Because
I do,
it's
too.
Yeah, and we don't need to step off in their mess.
No, and I hope President
and Barack
Obama
is telling him.
Let them figure it out for themselves. Mm-hmm. Just get our people. Now, I want our people out of there and back home.
Yeah.
But what they're going through with their government, let them figure that out for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But only problem is they are our allies.
Yes, that's it right
that's
there.
That's the
one
only
of our
problem.
Powerful allies.
Yeah, our
Egypt
allies
is our allies. Under
a dictatorship.
There are.
I understand that, but when we're in desperate times and need backup when it comes to terrorists or dealing with other international affairs, Egypt usually has our back.
Yep.
So, you know, I think the way President Obama and the military handled is good. Be careful. You know, of course, be against, you know, the dictator Mubarak and, you know, what he's done to the country, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But tread thin, because right now we already got a war going on right now with Iran invading Iran. And then you want to bring the military here? I mean, we're going to be thinned out.
Yep.
And this, at the end of the day, is not our business.
Right. That's right.
So he really needs to tread carefully dealing with Cairo and Egypt, because they're setting it off. And apparently it's being set off in many other countries as well.
Well, yes, because Yemen is next. That's why I said Tunisia was the first one. That dictator went over the wall.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. Then Egypt, and now Yemen. Yemen is starting to rise up now. And so they want to get rid of their dictator as well. That's why I said those third world countries, they're tired of that over
there.
Yes,
they are. They're
tired.
Where
the women are so submissive, they can't get education. The children are not allowed education. They're tired of all that.
And they're killing their own women.
Oh. Yeah, but when their people leave from these countries and they come to America or either Europe and see that there's a better life, they don't want to go back.
No.
They don't want to go back.
And they want to get their family or friends that's over there, get them out too, so that they can have a better life.
Only
I
problem with that,
America
cannot
America.
Hold all them people. I understand how they feel too, but America cannot hold all those people, you know?
No, they don't. And that's where, you know, it. For other countries, we are the free land, but at the same time, what does freedom cost?
Right.
It's costing us citizens at this time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want people to be safe, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, are any of you opening your door to our teenage pregnancy people, you know, kids or drug users or gangbangers?
It's making us very vulnerable.
You know, I mean, are any of them coming over here to give us some money to help rebuild our future?
Yeah.
You know, I don't see that happening.
No.
So, you know. I don't apologize, but if I am hesitant to letting everybody come here because you're looking for freedom, but yet you're not itching my back, hey, You know,
That's right. It is what it is.
I'm sorry what you're going through, because trust me, we got hell over here, too. We're not that pretty.
Yep. Exactly.
So it's just, it's sad. You know, you definitely want to keep these people in your prayers, though. And
that's all we can do.
Hopefully, because the only thing is, they said if they rise up in Egypt, it's going to have a ripple effect.
Well, it is, Earl. You're talking about gas may go up. I'm like, why does gas have to go up from Egypt? I thought Iran was our biggest source of oil wells. No, every time there's something happen in the Middle, every time something happens in the Middle East, it's a gas problem.
Yeah, it's
Oil problem. I'm sorry, not gas, oil problem. I'm so sick of that mess. Come on, y'all. Everything that happens over there does not. There is a ripple effect. A ripple effect. Excuse me, like Shab said, but it doesn't always have to do with oil. What about other commerce goods? You know, we ain't always in the oil. We got food. We got import, export, clothing, cars, boats.
And we've got our American companies going over there. So what's going on?
Yep, that's right.
You know, they shouldn't be out of anything. And from what I can see on the media, those people are doing mighty good.
They're doing mighty good. Thank you very much.
That's amazing. It's amazing.
It is. Boy, and even the students, I was reading up, they said the students in Sudan, Egypt, they have rose up. That they are tired of this, and unfortunately they're going up against the cops. But you know what? Let me tell y'all something in third world countries. I give y'all mad respect that y'all would take a rock and throw it at it.
I'm telling you.
Or a stick.
AK-47,
you know. I give y'all respect because I wouldn't do it here. You know, they trigger happy here in Washington State.
They trigger happy in this country.
But, you know, I give you much faith for your dedication to your cause, you know, for your people and for your country. Because, ooh-wee.
Oh, I have to say something here right quick. I know we're almost at the end of the show. She said dedication to the cause. I was thinking, there was an article, I think it was last week, where there's like, is it six states that have run out of the drug for killing people?
You
know, the lethal injection.
Lethal injection. Run out of it.
Why
don't they contact Texas? They got speed dial.
That's
all I'm saying.
States
out there, contact Texas. They got speed dial on killing.
They will light you up in a heartbeat.
But it's not about that. Well, let's touch on Super Bowl right quick. Now, everybody, you know the Super Bowl is next Sunday, and let me apologize to all my listeners out there. I said next Sunday would be the psychic reading. It'll be the second Sunday of February because Super Bowl parties are going on, and me, Vernice, I mean, we're all going to be going to Super Bowl parties. So we won't be on the air next Sunday, which will be the first Sunday in February. The second Sunday, I will bring that, and we'll do the psychic readings for 1 hour on that particular Sunday. You know, y'all, we got to enjoy it, too. We got to get to enjoy the Super Bowl. So, anyway, and I think, what was the Steelers been there six times, Green Bay three times. Can we touch on the Steelers real quick? I know we probably only got it a minute or two. I hope you lose, Pittsburgh Steelers, because you stole it from us Seahawks. And the referees even said so. They called a dirty game. So I hope you lose.
I'm pulling. I don't care for either one. I'll be honest, because it's not my Cowboys. So either team sucks, but I'm going to go ahead and pull for the Packers, because I can't stand the Steelers. And the Steelers are a dirty team. I mean, there was an article out about
they are. They play dirty.
Yeah, how they have been playing dirty. Oh, wait, actually, let me give a side note, because we got about 1 minute left. Anybody watching the Pro Bowl right now? AFC is losing 28 to NFC, 45, fourth quarter, 9 minutes.
Yes.
Go NFC. So, yes, the Nerdy. Steelers have been called out for head bunts, hitting below the belt. Headbutting people, tackling after the fact. I mean, it has just been going on and on. And
my money's on the Packers.
Money's on the Packers, too. And you know what's crazy is the Steelers don't care. And they tell you straight
up,
to be honest with you, I really don't care is what the quarterback, Ike Taylor, said. When they were like, you guys are, you know, known as a dirty team, they was like, we don't care.
Nope.
We go hard.
Yep.
We don't go home. Bastards.
And they're trying to hurt everybody that they play against.
Oh, yeah, they're going after
They've
Rodgers.
They've been hurting people.
Well, you know what? We're watching the referees this time.
Yes.
Let's see how you – are you going to go in the favor of Steelbert, or are you going to
call the game fairly for Green Bay and Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, like they said, the Seahawks, a couple of referees came and were honest about when the Seahawks played the Steelers a few years ago, and they admitted, admitted that we were playing against them and the referees admitted they made some bad calls. So, go figure.
Bastards. Well, the clock on the wall says it's almost time to go. I want to thank Bernice.
You're welcome. Good night, everyone.
And also Chabonet, our producer and switchboard operator.
Have a good night.
And we will see you in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, second Sunday of February, free psychic readings for 1 hour. Hope your team wins for the Super Bowl. We love you. Thank you for listening. And call back in 2 weeks. Talk to me. This is Linus, and we're out.